The Journey Continues with Morgan Budden is brought to you on CFNR in partnership with the Community Radio Fund of Canada's Local Journalism Initiative.
Good evening. I'm Morgan Budden with The Journey Continues, highlighting local stories that matter to you. Over the past 2 weeks, the Northwest Internation Family and Community Services Society has been celebrating the opening of their lighthouses in 7 different Indigenous communities. In these lighthouses, the Youth Empowerment Program will work as a prevention-based approach to difficulties that kids face. Through activities and creativity, kids are taught what NIFCIS calls virtues lessons, like how to identify and handle their emotions and self-respect. NIFCIS also focuses on cultivating traditional values, so the program leaves room for each youth empowerment worker to customize their lessons and take into account the specific needs of their community. Kitsum Kalum's youth worker, Emily Bryant, talked about why it's important that NIFCIS offers this space to focus on Indigeneity and what she hopes to do with it.
You know, some of the stuff that we're trained in is from Gumsiwak. It's not First Nations people that have founded this program or are sharing it in workshops to develop more leaders to teach their teachings. So for the youth empowerment position here in Kitsum Kalum, it is like my biggest goal and my biggest desire to completely almost deconstruct the words to Somaliyeh and to offer the virtues program in a cultural way and in a safe way for our youth and elders and adults and community.
Each lighthouse has a youth worker that is local to the area, which is something NIFCIS wanted to enforce as a way to keep the program sustainable. Team leader for the coastal communities, Colin Angus, explained that the mentorship part of the program can help to keep it going.
I think the biggest thing is we have the youth empowerment workers are locally to all of the communities, and the mentorship program, part of the sustainability is to have youth grow into the youth empowerment program so that they're carrying on the program in their communities. And I think that's one of the biggest things that is really good for all of the communities. And I feel like that's the biggest thing right now, is that it's going to be a community ownership program that we want to carry on for years to come.
NIFCIS has been working on this program since 2019 and is now implemented in communities like Kitsum Kalum, Kitsilis, Hartley Bay, and Lac aux Lames. This story was brought to you in partnership with the Local Journalism Initiative of Canada. You can read the full story on canada-info.ca.